This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Israeli army says a hostage that was found dead near the Al-Shifa hospital complex was, quote, murdered by terrorists. They also said on Thursday that it uncovered a Hamas tunnel shaft and a vehicle with weapons in Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital complex. They made public videos and photographs of the tunnel shaft and weapons. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Internet and telephone services collapsed across the Gaza Strip on Thursday for lack of fuel, this according to the main Palestinian provider. That brings a potentially long-term communications blackout. Israel has signaled its offensive could next target the south of the territory, where most of the population has taken refuge.
Welcome to San Francisco.
U.S. President Joe Biden speaking today at the APEC summit in the U.S. state of California.
This is a city of synonymous with innovation and breaking barriers, where collaboration and coming together have always been key to unlocking our potential. It's a city that has been shaped by centuries of deep ties to the Asian Pacific region, by contributions of people of Asian and Pacific Island heritage.
The president is speaking to a group of CEOs meeting as part of the APEC Leaders Summit. U.S. Representative George Santos says he will not run for re-election. This after the U.S. Health Ethics Committee found conduct deemed to be a violation of federal law. A renewed effort to expel him has been launched. Speaking with reporters yesterday, New York Congressman